Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
Wake up, it's time to go. Zach Amico's got a show. Animals are here to play. Jokes and guests to start your day. Tell the Sandman no more sleep. Eat some eggs and cook some beef. Laugh is waiting, don't be shy. Stretch your legs and touch the sky. Grab a coffee and join the crew.
Well, good morning, good morning, good morning. It is another fine and dandy Wednesday here in New York City at the Gas Digital Studios. It's me, your other boy, the international superstar, Zach Amico, and welcome to another edition of Zach Amico's Morning Zoo. I am joined by two new gentlemen to the show. One has been on tons of episodes, but never as a guest. And one, very glad to have him, just went on tour with him. He did some of the shows with me and my brother, Crack. Our good friend Aaron Putnam is here. How you doing, dog?
I'm doing well, brother. How are you?
I'm very good. Thank you for being here. And making the transition from behind the scenes to in front of the mic, which means five different people canceled. Jorge's here. How you doing, man?
I'm good. I think it was like seven people, Shannon, if I recall, including the people who were replacements.
Yes, it was. Shannon had a very rough morning, so I want everyone send positive, happy energy to Shannon because she put up with a lot of bullshit this morning, and I know she works very, very hard. And through no fault of her own or the other people, she had a tough morning getting people here. So thank you for your hard work, Shannon. Let's knock plugs right out of the way. Aaron, what do you want people to check out, dog?
A lot of local spots this week, and then I'm going to Louisiana on the 17th of July, so that's about it.
Fantastic. Jorge?
All the shows I do on the network, The Thing Is Ding with Shannon and Figs, Madhouse, Maddie Smith, On the Gate with Derek and Gio, and then High Society Radio with Chris and Chris. Zach was just on, very fun episode. Always a great time when you're around.
Thank you, buddy. Find me on Instagram at ZachIsNotFunny, punchup.live/ZachAmico. For all my dates, I will be in beautiful Philadelphia, July the 10th at the Punchline. Myself, Rob Stant, and Jim Gillespie. And the following day, I will be at a dispensary with ECW legend The Sandman, where we'll be doing a viewing party for the 30-year anniversary of ECW Heatwave 96. So if you want to come see me and the Sandman get stoned and watch wrestling, should be a pretty fun day. If you're watching the show and you love it, well, go to GasDigital.com today. Use my promo code ZOO. You save a little bit of money off your subscription. You get your episodes early, ad-free, and uncensored. You get access to the archives, thousands of episodes of all your favorite gas shows. You get access to the live chat, as well as you get Friday's bonus episode. We do three of these a week. And thank you so much for tuning in. I know I wasn't here on Monday. I sincerely apologize. I had to do some husband stuff. And I had to make sure my wife was okay. And I wanted to be there for her. So thank you for understanding that I was not here. And for those of you, I'm sorry I missed an episode. But I swear to God, sometimes people miss work. You don't have to message me. I swear to God, sometimes people call out for things. All right. Let's start at a fun one. All right. Well, this looks pretty goddamn funny to me. Actually, I want to start with something else first. Aaron, where are you from originally?
Detroit, Michigan.
Excellent. Jorge?
Los Angeles, California.
Fantastic. So we all have very different opinions, I'm sure, on what is the ideal breakfast sandwich. So let's go around the horn once, because we're going to look at Jalen Brunson's choice, but I want to know what we think. Jorge?
So growing up, we had our donut shops where you'd get a croissant with ham, cheese, sometimes eggs, sometimes like jalapeno or something.
Mm-hmm.
That's my sandwich, but of course I prefer a breakfast burrito.
Okay.
Sort of sandwich.
Eh?
Always been bacon, egg, and cheese, ketchup.
Bacon, egg, ketchup, hard roll?
Hard roll.
Hard roll?
Kaiser.
Okay.
Yep. Mac and cheese.
do, and I know this is sacrilegious, I like a sausage, egg, and cheese on an everything bagel.
Okay.
With hot sauce. I do, of course, love the classic bacon, egg, and cheese. Mm-hmm. And I think highly underrated, bacon, egg, American cheese, hot sauce, a little bit of cream cheese.
I fuck with that for sure.
Cream cheese and egg go way better than you think. That was my great grandfather's go-to breakfast: cream cheese omelet with grape jelly.
You need the moist.
Oh wait, with the grape jelly sounds delicious.
Cream cheese omelet with grape jelly.
That's some Luther Vandross shit.
Yeah,
we used to have bacon, egg, and cheese on a glazed donut.
Yes,
let's fuck it up.
Yeah. Yes, very. That I'll tell you, very good. But apparently, Mr. Jalen Brunson has a bodega order that is starting a trend. Shannon, tell us about it.
Do you want me to tell it to you, or do you want to see him say it?
Let's see him say it. Why not?
My bodega order. Well, first of all, I'm not in the city. If I did have a bodega order, peach Snapple, purple Doritos, and then we got everything bagel with egg and cheese, hash brown, spicy mayo. Toasted.
Yeah, that's a very good order.
I asked for the hash brown at a bodega a couple days ago. They looked at me like I was fucking crazy.
See, hash brown is key. It's for the same reason why sausage is kind of superior to bacon, egg, and cheese, because there's more surface area.
Do you do hash brown on the sandwich or on the side?
I prefer on the sandwich.
For a McGriddle, yes. For a soft roll, I'd rather have the crunch separate.
Mm. Separate, yeah. Because it's the ratio between all the shit, you know.
And
I mean?
By purple Doritos, he means the.
I believe the sweet chili.
Yes, sweet chili. A very solid Dorito.
Yes.
I would say the gray bag Doritos, highly underrated, the barbecue ones.
A barbecue chip is always good. Like, barbecue is a very consistent flavor, I believe.
And peach, nothing wrong with that. I would say that is a solid order. And I bet whoever keeps him in shape has to keep him from getting that
sandwich. Yeah, exactly.
Because that is that's a breakfast. Whatever happened, I saw Joey Diaz say this the other day. Remember people used to just get cream cheese and jelly on a roll?
I grew up on that shit.
I feel like I've never seen anyone
English
eat it.
English muffin, cream cheese, jelly. Welfare meal every morning.
I've never seen anyone order it in my adult life now.
I stopped doing it.
It goes out of style. I guess it went out of style.
Yeah, it's because it's not trendy.
Okay.
You know, like, who wants to get a basic thing? Everybody wants to load up their sandwiches, Aki Way type beat. You know, but a good classic Americana thing like that, just simple, hard to beat.
Shannon, when you still ate meat, what was your breakfast?
I did when I was, like, much younger, like in high school. I was thinking about this earlier. We used to get, like, an everything bagel, cream cheese, and bacon.
Okay, another excellent choice.
Yeah, but now I just do, like, egg and cheese on an everything.
Okay.
I don't hate his order, though.
No, I think it's a very solid piece of business.
Once in a while, just bacon and cream cheese toasted bagel is fire. It's like so bad.
So when I started, Paco, who works here, got me into getting a blueberry bagel, but asked them to cut it in half and put it on the griddle.
Okay.
You can do that?
Okay. I like a blueberry bagel or like a cinnamon, like a sweet bagel.
Yeah, but you cut it down the middle, a little bit of butter, get it on the griddle so that it caramelizes and gets a crust on it. Nice piece.
What about half salt, half like raisin? Like, so you got the sweet, savory.
I could fuck with that.
The salt. I mean, it goes together.
I like a cornbread muffin a lot in the morning.
Fuck yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think that's my cornbread or blueberries my go to. But there's a place by me now that does a French toast bagel, and that sausage, egg, and cheese is solid because it's almost like a modified McGriddle.
I was surprised, but in Harlem, I got a breakfast sandwich at this place, Israeli breakfast sandwich. I thought I was going to hate it, but it was omelet inside with tahini, jalapenos, and like greens and shit. It was actually pretty fucking
good. That does sound very good.
It was so healthy. I was like, this tastes good, but I was reluctant.
Yeah, there's a very Jewish deli by me called Shelsky's, and they do a Szechuan peppercorn bagel.
Yeah, they know what the fuck's going on.
That fucks hard. I know I've brought this up before, Shannon, but can we show the boys what was the name? Oh, I'm trying to remember the chicken sandwich I had on the road that blew my tits off. Raise the Roost is the name of the place.
No, I think I know that one. So the biscuits?
And it's a biscuit, big, like Chick-fil-A size Chick-fil-A chicken patty, egg and cheese.
It's ridiculous.
And it's like connected to convenience stores.
Yep.
It's like a second party store. Hold that and the Bojangles blueberry biscuit sausage, egg, and cheese.
Sounds racist.
I got a Bojangles breakfast one time before going to the airport, and it completely ruined the rest of my travel. Which, it was delicious at the time, but for whatever reason, it was just too good for my system.
It probably, yeah, that's just like concrete, dude.
You busted it up there?
Yeah.
Here it is. Yeah, there it is.
Oh, yeah, dude.
That is, that chicken sandwich specifically. You don't think chicken and egg should go together.
In the South, they do it all day.
I love chicken and eggs. Like, one of my go-tos for, like, making top ramen is sometimes I'll go get chicken nuggets from whatever's closest to me, and I'll dice those up even more, or do, like, dino nuggets, and then crack an egg in there and just whip that up.
It's chicken katsu.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess it is. Yeah, you would think they would be counterintuitive, because it's two different life cycles.
Yeah.
But a great piece of business. All right. Hey, Zoophiles, if you're looking for a better habit, you have to try Ultra Pouches. Ultra Pouches help you unwind with no nicotine and no caffeine. With a blend of nootropics and vitamins built for focus and mental clarity, Ultra Pouches power you through the workday, workouts, and on the go. Ultra Pouches stay hydrated and don't dry your mouth out. They're a delicious, nutritious way to satisfy those cravings. There's no dizziness, no stomach rumbles, just clean energy in 5 great flavors. Cool Mint, Wintergreen, Tropical Watermelon, and the all-new Blue Raz. You guys know me. I love my pouches. I love to have a little extra kick in the morning when I get up. And I got to tell you, that Blue Raz is something else. If you already love Ultra Pouches, check out their brand-new Sleep Pouches built for clean, natural rest. Pick up some Ultra Pouches today and see what the buzz is about. Ultra is the ultimate guilt-free pouch, delivering instant focus and mental clarity without nicotine or caffeine. Morning Zoo fans can use code ZOO, Z-O-O, to get 15% off at TakeUltra.com. That's TakeUltra.com for 15% off with code ZOO. After you purchase, they'll ask where you heard about them, support the show, and tell them Zach Amico's Morning Zoo sent you. All right, let's get back into the show. Moving on, I wanted to do this one. Listen, if this is a fake video, I fell for it because it really made me laugh. And if it is a fake, I do want these guys to get the attention for it because it's such a funny thing to do. This is men getting women's phone numbers at Sephora and using them for nefarious purposes. And this, if this is real, it's very funny. If it's fake, it's very funny. Shannon.
I was wondering, like, if I could, like, get your number. Yep. You, like, shop at Sephora a lot.
Yeah.
It's, like, low-key the way to go. So I appreciate it. Thank you guys so much.
Do you have a phone number with us?
Yeah, what's no worries. 97.
97.
Yeah, let's go. That covered it?
Yeah.
Perfect.
Let's go.
I was wondering.
So, the idea they have presented, which is to go to Sephora, mac on some, I would say they purposely picked a chunky woman.
Sure.
Mac on a bitch, get the phone number, then immediately turn around and use her Sephora points to get free shit.
And it's like right in front of her face that it's happening.
Well, I'd imagine you wait for her to leave and you come back.
Yeah.
It's so funny. So, like, because, like, the amount of free shit my chick gets from Sephora for just constantly buying, like, she gets a free gift every year. She gets, like, a big thing in the mail for her birthday every year for free. Like, bitches put money into Sephora.
I've been in there more times than I can count with my wife. It's fucking like, that's her spot.
And like, they rack up points. It's like the way when comics talk about getting airline points, you know, they love them.
They're in
so
it.
The idea of just using some fat girl's points on her.
She looks so happy.
Funny.
She was like, yeah.
It's such a funny thing.
Especially like, I feel like this is more ethical than regular cheating. If you're just using other bitches' points to get stuff for your girl.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
yeah, it's like Robin Hood.
That's romantic.
Yeah,
you get to hit on bitches and then bring the spoils back to your woman.
Yeah.
But Sephora also, I think, has men's some cologne and shit.
That's
but
gay.
It is funnier to... It's way funny. It's like, honey, I was just doing it for you.
Yeah.
And that's... listen, if anybody wants to try that, please write into us. Let us know if it works. All right. Let's look at this. Fighter, how do you say this? Shannon Poirier?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Dustin Poirier has been arrested at an airport. I believe he has already admitted to having some substance abuse issues. Let's see how this goes, Shannon.
Sorry, I just had to refresh the video.
No problem.
He did say that since he's quit fighting, that he's kind of like turned to the bottle.
Mm-hmm.
And after this incident, he's realizing he needs help. Okay, here you go.
We're getting arrested at the airport? Yeah.
We don't necessarily 100% know what happened before, but he kind of said afterwards that he was like roughhousing with his boys on the plane, and that's why he got kicked off.
Can these guys fucking not fight somewhere?
No.
You're in public.
I mean,
or a podcast studio.
Yeah.
Like, stop.
But all you do is kick people, I mean, you're fucking, you can't stop.
I know, but Jesus Christ, know where you are. Fucking, like, okay. If you're a porn star, you can't just
whip your dick out
at women. So if you're a fighter, I don't care. Like, you can't just fight everywhere you are because you're a fighter. Ron Jeremy went to jail because he didn't know the line.
Yeah.
And trust me, he did not know the line. I've met him a few times. He's a problem.
I opened for him. It was crazy.
Not a great comic.
No.
Not a great comic and not, well, in my experience, I only met him post what I think is dementia.
I think he's definitely lost. Yeah, there's some damage.
Because the last time I hung out with him, I was doing a show and I asked if he wanted to do a guest spot.
Yeah.
He couldn't have been less interested.
Right.
And he goes, we're going to drive up to the Catskills and see what shows are going on over there. I went, what?
Okay.
He goes, we're going to go up to the clubs at the Catskills and work on our material.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, you have no idea where you are or what year it is.
Yeah. Dirty Dancing? What are we doing over here?
All right. So let's see this body cam footage, Shannon.
Let's go, big dog.
What's going on?
What's up? Bunch of hoes. Let's go. Let's go.
Relax, relax.
Man, they're lying. Yeah, pull me off the plane. All my boys went to the crib. Now what the?
And this is why he got pulled off the plane.
You dust the ball again?
Man, you, bro. Man, you and her. I'll fight you right now.
No, I don't want to fight, bro.
I'll go with you right now.
Bro, oh, my God.
Let's go.
I don't want to fight.
Let's go.
Radio, have you
tell him,
come on. Get a couple of
years. Because
it's
going to
be bad. Bro,
it's going to
be bad.
Bro,
what's
up?
Bro, relax.
You
want to
fight?
I don't think
he wants
to fight.
Is that Delta?
No,
Delta.
They don't take shit.
These ladies are just leaving.
Relax, bro, relax.
Above my pay grade.
Me,
relax.
I'm going to bang you up.
Bro, relax.
I'm going to do it.
Just relax.
Give me a good one.
Pause. So I in a few body cam videos or even fight videos recently, your back's against the wall at a certain point.
Yeah.
You're in the airport.
You're going
to
jail.
You're not getting out.
Yeah.
You're not fixing that. You're not talking your way out of this. You have now gone over the line.
You're making it worse every minute.
Mm-hmm. Every minute. Is it that they've already gone, so now they might as well go full hog, like whole hog on it? Or are they just that dumb that they can't de-escalate in their brains?
I think they don't know what to do because that's so out of pocket. And, like, I'm an alcoholic and I know how I used to be. Like, when you're fucking on one, you know.
I guess I'm just a happier drunk than that.
Exactly.
I just, like, yesterday we were watching, or on Friday's show, we watch a fight at the check-in line at a Carnival cruise. And it's like 40 people going, we were about to be on vacation.
And that's how they start.
And now we're all going to jail. Like, we've now ruined 40 vacations that I'm sure people worked hard, you know? Like, you saved up. You fucking booked your ticket. You took off or whatever. And now, just because you can't have impulse control.
Tough.
And you woke up that morning going, I'm going on vacation. And you spent that night in a jail cell.
What's fucked up? It's all PR shit because he's got to say sorry. He does have a problem, but he's like, "What do I do now?" It's one of those things. Of course, he regrets it.
And so the friends are all gone. He has been, but now you're trapped. Like, I don't understand what you do when you get banned from the airport.
That's
like, how do you get back? Do you just take a bus? You got to take a bus.
Yeah, Greyhound.
That sucks, dude. That sucks so much. Just rent a car, I guess.
Yeah, get a nice tour of the country that way. Nice scenic route everywhere.
I was saying that, I'll say it friendship. Train, very underrated form of travel.
Yeah.
It's too indirect, though. Like, you have to have, it's so chaotic. And like, also, it's more expensive than flying most cases.
Yes.
So, but I personally love trains.
Room, though.
I mean, yeah. I even know, like, you don't, I've been refused on a flight by saying the C word. Like, I went that far, and they wait for you to do it, and then you're done. And I couldn't get on that flight. I had to get from Cleveland to New York, and I fucked it up by...
And how did you wind up getting to New York?
I ended up driving, renting a car, me and Ray Zawadney. That sucked. Missed a gig.
So you were banned from the airport? Or
just basically, you're not getting on this flight. And then, like, I couldn't get another flight to time to get back to where I need to go, so it was just fucked. But, yeah, they're waiting for you. So that is, like, I mean... Arrest him, probably.
100% you threaten to fight, right?
Yeah. I mean, even provoke. Now it's provoking is like a felony or whatever. You can't just tell someone you're going to whoop their ass.
Hey, guys. Today's episode is brought to you by our great friends at Yo Kratom, home of the $60 kilo. If you use Kratom, if you don't start on my account. But if you do use Kratom, there's only one place to get it from, and that's YoKratom.com. Why? Because they have the best strains, the best customer service, and they're the marquee sponsor of everything we do here at the network. So stop going to bodegas, smoke shops, and gas stations and getting a little bit of Kratom at a time when you go to Yo Kratom and get a whole kilo delivered right to your door for just $60. There's no promo code needed because it's already the best deal in the world of Kratom. Check them out. Let them know you love them because I know I do. YoKratom.com, home of the $60 kilo. Yeah, all right, so can we finish this, Shannon?
They kicked them off the flight. This guy's a UFC f***.
What's going on, bro? Talk to me.
Man, the beast is lying holes, man.
Right, let's go. Arrest him. All right, let's go. Arrest him.
His boy should have got off with him.
Yeah, the fact
yeah I think you don't leave him behind, especially if he's fucked up.
Yeah, you don't ride like that.
Hey, pound it.
All right,
man. Now you did a great job, bro. You did a great job.
See, at least he's nice about it.
Oh, you know he's a fucking problem, too, because they had to do the two pairs of handcuffs. Mm-hmm. Did you see that?
It's a beast.
Yeah, that guy's a champion. That guy's scary as shit.
Oh, at least he did de-escalate.
Yeah.
A little at the once he was handcuffed.
Yeah.
I think once he saw a cop, you saw his demeanor change.
Well, as somebody who knows a lot of mentally ill people, sometimes it is... Like, you need to get shocked out of whatever state you're in order for you to calm down.
Yeah.
And so, like, when something like that happens, like, oh, there's multiple police officers and people are threatening to tase me and stuff, then you go, like, oh.
That did not faze him, the tase.
I think, no, the tase didn't, but multiple cops, I think he went, oh, I'm the problem.
Yes.
And that was, like, almost, it looked sobering to see all the cops come.
It's almost like someone pulled out the violin thing and he just, like, calmed, you know, the accordion thing. And he's like, whoa.
I was the other day coming home, and I was calling an Uber, and I was over by Penn Station, and I almost tripped over what I thought was a dead body.
Oh, fuck.
And I don't know if it was a World Cup fan who celebrated a little too hard, but they were definitely leaning on a barricade. They went with it, but then they went under another barricade and a car.
Vulnerable. Ooh.
And they were face down, not moving. And just people around them were like, has anyone called 911? And they all just went, no. And I wound up flagging a cop. And then a bunch of cops came. And once I got in my car, I saw them lifting them up. And he wasn't dead. But he looked pretty close.
He fell out.
It was I would have said it was a 50-50.
Yeah. They might have had to Narcan him or something.
Yeah, I think that was... Did you see the guy that got Narcan'd at the parade?
No, but I've Narcan'd enough people. I know what it does.
Dude, this guy, it's... They Narcan'd a guy at the ticker tape parade.
Yeah.
Chad, do you have that?
Gotta get up, bro. Hey, man. You gotta get up, bro.
Pass out. Pass out his vomit, bro.
So this is wild.
He had dirty weed, probably.
They didn't want to be there no more.
So the cops won't let people help him. He's on top of a structure.
I'm just going to climb up there. I swear to God.
They're going to tell you to get off.
Well, then he's going to die. Oh, no. Damn, we really following rules out here. I'm sorry, man. That guy's passed out. That guy's passed out, man. You got to.
Yeah, the cops are just going to let the guy die up there.
Anything for no paperwork.
Come on, man.
See, this is what I think Poirier is right. I think you should be able to do trial by combat against police. And be like, well, I win, I can do whatever I want.
Hey, man. You gotta get up, bro. You gotta get up, bro. Hey, man.
You gotta get up, bro. Hey, man, you gotta get up, bro.
Yeah, I don't think that's dirty weed. I think he was...
Yeah, a pill or heroin, yeah. If that cop doesn't have Narcan and throw up to him, that's what's fucked.
Yeah. Well, luckily... Luckily, this angel has Narcan.
Let's go, New York.
That's all I thought this whole time.
Hey, we're good. Thank you.
Of course, he's filming it.
Also, he does immediately try and kiss this woman, which is hilarious.
I got a point on that. It's...
I would, yeah, we'll finish it. We'll get to it. This is like a movie.
It's fucking epic.
By the way, not a cop. All
regular people.
All civilians. Cops couldn't.
That's not
be
going
bothered.
Over well.
Gonna get him down. Hold on. Hold on. Thank you.
To be that high and get up there is crazy. I don't even.
I understand the cops have a job to do, but you gotta fucking.
You gotta get up, bro.
There's gotta be a party that's like, I gotta. This is literally what I'm here for.
This is like when you have to not listen. It's like you have to help people. And with Narcan and shit, dude, I have Narcan people and they wake up. It's like they're mad first.
Yeah,
because you blew their high. And if he's an experienced user, he's like, the fuck. And that's why he tried to kiss her because you snap out of it. You're like, I'm good now. They're like, no, you're going to the hospital. You know what I mean?
Yeah, one of my very good friends is a fireman, and his best friend is a medic.
Yeah.
And they have many Narcan
all
stories.
Day. It's just crazy.
He said that if somebody's a real dick, they have fun with it.
Yeah. I mean, they're basically, it's a fucking brutal job.
But a lot of them puke right away, right?
Puke, mm-hmm. And they get like, you know, it's like the heroin is still in there, so it kills that high, but then the DT set in right away. So you're basically like fiending too.
Yeah.
So you're all fucked. Yeah. It's horrible.
At a wrestling show in Vegas last year, I gotta remember her name. I'll remember it later. But a girl in the crowd went down and she OD'd, and the wrestler after her match ran and had Narcan in her bag.
Wow.
And saved her in the building.
Yeah.
It's quick like that,
man. I mean, it's like once you've been through it, like, and now I'm doing that shit again a little bit, helping people. It's like, I usually have it on me. It's just because it's like, you have to. It's just like, they should have it, you know?
Yeah, like all like the little Crust Funk shows I go to, everybody has like, there's like a little station.
Yeah.
Where people are like, we got you if something happens.
Because it's all about time.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Do we have a Narcan? I'm sure we do at Skankfest, right?
Yeah. Yes, we do.
Have we had to use it?
I don't know. That's
Shannon, do you know if we've ever Narcan somebody?
Not that I know of. I feel like that's impossible. It hasn't happened, but I haven't heard about it.
Yeah. I don't think I remember it. I haven't seen it. I mean, it's pretty impressive we've had as few issues as we have.
I mean, I won't say his name, but I talked to someone who's a good friend of mine at Skankfest 2 years ago, and he did not remember it. He was sitting next to me for 20 minutes, and he goes, hey. And I go, are you okay? You know what I mean? But yeah, I don't know. Fuck his eye up.
Yeah. I mean, hey.
You know, I've been there, dude.
It happens to the best of us.
I mean, I used to always get home.
Someone was blacked out on stage.
Yeah, I get home, my wallet's still in my pocket over years. I'm like, how'd I get here? I don't know. Some of us
worry their friends and family because they blacked out on stage naked, dressed as Shrek.
No.
But hey, it happens. It happens to the best. You know, I've learned my lesson on that one, which is I'm still very new to being on Zoloft.
Yeah.
And if I don't take my Zoloft early, and I take it in the afternoon, and then I drink too close to that, that is a bad mix for the boy.
It mixes, yeah. It's fucked, yeah.
And the lights go out quick.
The SSRIs.
Yeah, so I've got a... My therapist and I had a discussion where now I have a Zoloft alarm.
Yeah.
Even if I'm asleep, I get up and take it at 10 in the morning.
So it works the right way.
Like a woman with birth control?
Yes. Well, because if I take it, say I have a day where I get up super late or a day I get up super early.
Mm-hmm.
If those are back to back, it could be like 36 hours in between me taking it.
Right.
Yeah,
and that's when your boy gets a little silly.
Is that messing with your unit?
Yeah.
Yeah. I heard. That's like they tried to put me on some shit and like... I think my wife was like, what'd you say? It's going to do what? She's like, he can stay crazy.
Yeah, I got it. There's another alternative to it that I think I'm going to try. But yeah, it's been a...
Some people are like, you don't bust. I'm like, I'm old. I want to bust. Like, I can't.
That has been the issue.
Dude, I won't, because I'll give up. I mean, I'm a quitter. Like, I'll give it, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I've never given up on jerking off until the last year or two since I've been on the solo.
Doesn't it suck when you're like, your elbow hurts? You're like, fuck it.
Yeah, I'm not. Whatever. I'm going to watch people play Sonic.
They got to come up with better science. I mean, people are not going to want...
Well, it's just now I'm miserable for a different reason.
Yeah. Like, it's like getting sober when it's like, if you're not happy, joyous, and free, it's like, why did I get sober to be fucking miserable? You know what I mean?
It's exactly...
Same shit.
Yeah, now I'm not screaming in the middle of the night, but I'm also not coming and falling asleep.
Yeah, I'm not waking up in the street, but I'm just solving problems and answering questions.
Hey, guys, you ever wake up in the morning and just feel soft? Like your coffee's warming your hands, but not doing a damn thing for your balls or your brain? That's why our great friends created Body Brain Coffee. It's not just coffee. It's coffee with purpose, specifically testosterone. Packed with clinically backed ingredients like Tonkat Ali, this isn't your girlfriend's oat milk latte. This is for men who want to get their edge back in the gym, in the boardroom, and yeah, in the bedroom too. And it's not just about testosterone. Body Brain is also built to dial in your focus, clarity, and mood thanks to lion's mane, ashwagandha, and L-theanine. So while your basic brew is giving you the jitters and a crash, Body Brain Coffee is helping you stay sharp, calm, and locked in, all while supporting your natural T levels. If you're serious about your energy, your mindset, and your masculinity, it starts with what you put in your cup. Body Brain Coffee has Tonkat Ali, lion's mane, ashwagandha, L-theanine, and premium freeze-dried Colombian coffee. It's got a bold, rich taste with no fillers. Save 15% today with the code ZOO15, ZOO15, at bodybraincoffee.com. That's bodybraincoffee.com. Power your day. Fuel your drive. Let's get back into the show. All right, we are moving on. All right, here's a fun one. Riders left dangling 260 feet in the air in Georgia's Six Flags Sky Screamer ride. I feel like this has happened like three times in the last couple of months. People getting stuck on roller coasters.
Dude. I mean, I feel like statistically it has to happen more so than it does. At least, like, especially now that's been recorded. Because I grew up near Knott's Berry Farm, Six Flags, Disneyland. And every time somebody would go, they'd have a story of like, oh, we got stuck at whatever ride. So, but it's just 10, 15 years ago, we didn't have social media as big as it was.
I have a theory that when they stopped using like carnies, like the dudes that stab each other with screwdrivers and smoke crack after they run the rides, they have exchange students. So all of a sudden it's like, it's Giuseppe from it. It's like really mediocre now and a lot of more problems. Those guys know how to do that shit. I don't know. It seems like the amusement park world has went into like booziness. And it's like, those guys give a fuck even though they're fucked up. That's their life.
It's like going to a diner and getting a young waitress versus like the woman who has three teeth, cigarette.
Or Bobby Kelly's words. I'm going to a restaurant. He's like, all the waitresses are too skinny. I'm not eating here. The food sucks. You know what I mean? Stuff like that. It's just like, they're not supposed to be serving the shit, you know?
Nothing makes me know I'm going to have a good meal more than a old man waiter.
Dude, I find a chubby old man and I go, where's the sandwich? And he's like, right over there.
I'm going 70-year-old man waiter in a suit. I'm like, this guy's...
You're eating.
Great.
Yeah. That's who you need to be with.
So let's see this how do these people get stuck, Shannon?
I'll show it to you, then I'll give you a little more information.
Yo, why the... Oh, he's stuck up here, bro.
Oh, those suck. Dude, the is that chain, the swings?
No, fuck those.
Fuck that. Oh my God, bro. Fuck that.
Wait. I grew up near Cedar Point, which is like people live for that shit.
I'm not doing it no more.
See, I love a coaster. I love like a drop. But those things where you have nothing saving you. That's fucked up.
You actually can die. Or those ones that, you know, the ones that lean all the way over like a rocking boat that goes all the way up like you're almost above.
Oh, I love those.
I almost shit my pants.
And how long shit out my mouth?
How long were they stuck up there, Shannon? Did it say?
So yeah, they were only stuck there for 10 minutes.
Oh, okay,
only ten.
And Six Flags at first, when the video posted, they tried to say that that's a video from last year. But eventually they had to confirm that it was from June 14th. And they said that it was just a technical delay. And then shortly after everyone was brought back to the ground, the ride continued. Everybody was fine.
Yeah, it was just a technical delay. The rest were reviewing it to make sure it was all good.
Shannon, I believe someone fell out of a water ride at Disney this week as well.
Oh, yeah, the log ride.
The log ride, right? Mm-hmm. And they have footage. A kid climbed out the back and went down the waterfall.
There's metal in there. There's fucking just death.
But whatever that water is, it's got to be brutal. That's got to be steaming with gross shit.
Disregard for it. It's probably everything's in there. It's disgusting.
Baby shit's in
here
there.
Here we go. So it's a footage of phone, but yeah, kid came out and he goes down. Oof.
What a fucking lunatic.
No point. Oh, especially because like all the little rollers for the ride. So you're just getting fucked up.
What the fuck, dude?
Shannon, do we have any story how they got out? What happened to them?
Let me see. Give me 1 second.
Take your time. I feel like there's just been a lot of amusement park chicanery in general.
I feel like nobody has common decency anymore. Because the same thing at like live events is the same thing just out in the streets.
Well, didn't the guy die at the Garden this week?
Oh, yeah. The Goose Show.
Yeah, guy jumped.
Well, it's like punk shows now. Like I went and saw Ministry. It's like people my age, like they're playing all of a sudden, like last minute I go. The pit was so safe because it was like a bunch of people my age are like, we're having fun, but then I dropped my wallet. They're like, stop, we got credit cards up. Like that kind of love. Now kids are like elbows, no necks, you know, beating each other up at shows.
Yeah, they do like the crowd killing thing.
Yep.
They're not punk. They're jocks. They suck.
Yeah, they just want to hurt somebody. Yeah.
So it says that the kid, 13 years old, he actually climbed out of the ride and then fell. But it said he was brought to the hospital and he didn't suffer any serious injuries and was released later that day.
Hell of a story.
He's definitely banned for life, though.
Especially at 13, you're too young to have a good concept of, even if it was fun or a good experience, like, it's not as, you're not old enough to be like, this is what made it fun. You're just like, oh, I got in trouble.
Oh, that's fucking, I'm thinking about you seeing Ministry. I saw Devo recently.
Oh,
and all I was thinking was like, because it was like a bunch of like elderly people in the Devo shit. And I was thinking, oh, yeah. I love Devo, but there's definitely kids out there who like Devo's that thing grandpa loves.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Oh, why does grandpa have that silly red helmet? He likes this band from them.
And I'm going to look it up, yeah.
It's got to be like somebody liking like Chubby Checker.
Yeah, like the real niche for them. They're like,
it's got to be wild.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I even saw my Cuban grandpa, no matter what, life upset him.
Yeah.
Whatever it was. If you watched a Pixar movie, he was upset by it. Like, no matter what it was, he found a reason to be mad at it. And he goes, one day we're having dinner, and he goes, Zach, what is this that are Ramon? I had a Ramon shirt on. He goes, this is horrible. Why? What is this that are Ramon? And my grandma, out of nowhere, goes, Emilio, they're a band from the past. I saw them. They were looking at their records on Antique Roadshow.
My God, give him the whole lowdown.
Yeah, he was, no matter what I wore.
I get it. When you're old, though, you've seen a lot of shit, and you're just kind of like.
Oh, he was a miserable prick. As he should have been, he was. Castro had him in one of the secret jails for a while.
Yeah.
He earned it.
Yeah.
But man, life upset him.
Yeah.
Life upset. And one of his sons got a beautiful golden retriever. I mean, the nicest. Happiest dog. The day he came to his house, he goes, oh my God, it's El Diablo.
El Diablo.
That's what he called a happy golden retriever.
He's like, you are the devil.
All dogs are the devil to Latin people.
Well, yes.
I mean, my Latin side of the family too, it's like, we could never have a dog because like the couch had, you know, like clean, like in my sister's more Mexican than me, where it's like hair, like dog. She's like, hey, you know, so they live outside. They like dogs, but they want them outside.
Yeah. Yes.
My aunt, like, everybody on my dad's side of the family has dogs except for her, and, like, it's one of those, she'll run out of anywhere that she sees a dog, if there's dog here, what the fuck's going on? She'll freak the fuck out. It's pretty funny to watch sometimes, but it's really sad at the same time.
Now, this is what my Cuban side of the family would do. I want to know if it's a Latin thing or just a them thing. They would invite us over for dinner, say, like, 5 o'clock. They wouldn't have started dinner yet.
No. Mm-mm. It's all a hang.
Yeah.
And then you would sit for an hour, and then they would start dinner. And that was like an hour and a half, 2 hours.
Cooking everything.
And they didn't have a TV.
No. Yeah, everything's about the hang with Latin. Like,
dude,
that's
it was the most boring little kid, because I was the only kid.
Everybody comes, too. It's like everyone's involved. You know what I mean? So it's good, but it's like,
I was the only child, and the TV was in the basement, and I wasn't allowed down there.
Ah, rules.
And then I just, my fucking Hank Hill-ass dad... My dad is the fun police sometimes.
Right.
We would go to, I think it was Esther and Emilio's house. My dad would literally just walk into the basement, cross his arms, and go to sleep the entire time. And then eat dinner and leave.
Yeah, like that's what I'm doing.
Yeah, and I eventually started doing that too, because it's just sitting for hours.
There's always the dad chairs. Like, there's always a place for dads to nap unless there's food, and then the kids to sleep when they get too tired, but nobody wants to leave. Because it's an all-night affair. You're getting there before food's done, so that way you can, like, sort of congregate, and then you're after food's done, everybody's drinking, and after everybody's drinking, everybody's saying goodbye for, like, 2 hours. Like, that's how, like, growing up and then moving on to, like, things where there's, like, a social hang after a comedy show, a concert, whatever, that's just what I grew up with. Because everything's about the late-night hang. And who can be last? Who can out drink? Who can outdo whatever? Like, that's just our culture.
We didn't. They wasn't really allowed to drink it. A few drinks would go. A little wine would go around, and then Esther would start singing hymns.
Hymns.
a lot of Jesus-y stuff.
Yeah.
That tended to be the end of the evening.
There was always a fight at our house. I'd be like, one uncle would end up like, one year it was like, my uncle had one door that was red on a green car, and he busted a 40 over this guy's head, and then they were painting the door in the backyard like they weren't going to know it was his car. It's like there's always a fight and shit.
Yeah, my dad's one of like...
Hide your uncle.
My dad's one of 5 billion kids, and there hasn't been more than 3/4 of them together in one room since like my grandma died. Because there's always beefs between everybody. And every time there is a party, there's always that one. Something gets said where then, you know, next, you know, people are separated. And then the next event, oh, this person's not here for that reason. Oh, I love it.
I think everybody does that, but just in their own way.
True.
Like my wife's family's all Irish.
Yeah.
And that, if they're together, it's just trauma dumping.
Sure.
Yeah. It's just remembering who was a piece of shit when, who got molested.
Yeah.
Who was a bad uncle? Who was abusive? Who was a drunk? Who beat their wife?
My family has this thing where it's like when someone dies, they're a saint. And I'm like, I know that guy. He's a piece of shit. Lord, what are we doing over here? Like, there's that too. It's like no matter what, there's like a bond. I'm like, don't make a story that's not true, though. I mean,
yeah, like, I missed out, man. I had an Italian family that didn't cook.
What the fuck?
Right?
No Sunday gravy?
No, none of that. We didn't do any of that shit.
Damn,
I got fucked on that.
That hurts,
right?
Yeah, for sure. So, what was the cuisine? What was the
white people ever?
Chicken a la can.
If you look at the stuff my family ate, it looks like the meme of what white people eat. Like, my family serves things that are varying shades of beige.
Bro, tuna fish on toasted bread with the gravy thing on top. I just eat that shit, whatever it is. It's real white trash.
So we've got over a few of my mom's classics, but these are the two I always bring up. Tortellini salad.
Cold.
Which is not what you think it is.
Okay.
Guess not.
It is. She would cook tortellinis, take them out, chill them, and put them over pre-done Dole salad mix. So, not tortellini salad. Like,
it looks like a Halloween eyeball.
Yeah. So it's just salad mix, like greens and carrots. A
couple carrots,
yeah,
little slivers.
With cold tortellinis on it.
Cheese
with
in them?
Salad dressing.
Tortellini with cheese?
Yes.
Okay.
With ranch.
So there's nothing good about this.
Ranch or creamy Italian.
If anything, you eat around the tortellini because that's just gross to bite into when it's cold.
Terrible.
So then the cheese is like
all congealed and disgusting.
Oh, fuck.
And then my wife was luckily there for this. The last time my mom made it, she warned the rest of the table that the creamy Italian dressing was very spicy. And to watch how much you use. Because it's, quote unquote, got a real kick.
Got a real kick.
And then the one I always bring up is hot cha-cha chicken, which my mom made, I would say, once a week. And that was chicken breasts with a can of, with a jar of salsa on top, put in the oven.
No sear, just put in the oven?
Just in the oven.
You know what that does.
And then served with white rice and Tostitos.
Fuck. Tostitos might save it.
Yeah.
The crunch, at least.
Yeah, just chips and rice. But is it like minute rice?
It's white, just plain white rice.
Okay.
No spice?
No.
No seasoning, no. Just plain white rice, salsa, baked chicken.
So you were just super wanting to go out to eat all the time then, probably.
One time we had to throw it out because my mom accidentally bought medium salsa instead of mild, and my dad and mom said it was inedible.
Too spicy.
Too spicy.
Some Pace medium was too spicy.
Pace medium, I mean, really.
That's how my wife is too. Like I told her, I was like, it sounds shitty, but it's like not being able to eat the same food when I'm making a beautiful meal. I can't put chili flakes in a cacio pepe or something. I'm like, what am I doing? It sucks.
The one time, this is a very, my aunt made turkey fricassee once, and all day she talked about, I got these big ass olives. These olives, you got to see these fucking olives. Everyone takes one bite. And everyone spits it out. They were habanero stuffed olives.
Oh,
and she had made it in the pressure cooker.
What?
So it was, or a crock pot, excuse me.
Like,
so it was habaneros in the food for 6 hours of crock pot.
Fire.
That's everything, too. That you have to throw out.
That, I will admit, was too hot to eat.
Yeah, it ruins the food. Yeah.
I could see one in there.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But the whole jar really got you.
Yeah. Wingstop in Harlem, like just whatever, who's different stores, different people working. I got the habanero ones. It was like gravy amount of sauce on it. I couldn't even eat it. I took one bite. I'm like, that's going to, I had hiccups. I'm like, this is crazy.
I don't know if this is a black thing, but I've gotten very into lemon pepper wings.
Lemon Hell pepper. Yeah. That is a black thing and very good.
Mm-hmm.
Really good.
Yeah.
Like way
better.
In
Detroit, they call all the places, they call it crack wings. That's the nickname for them, but it's Old Bay and then lemon pepper.
Okay.
And it's just like double fried, so they're just dry rub. They're fucking pretty sick.
Very nice. Very nice. A Detroit pizza place just opened by me, and I got so excited.
Yeah. We were going to get Watchmen out there
Buddies,
one day.
Yeah.
Remember?
I was and like, it closed.
Yeah.
But this place, it's not quite Detroit. I would say it's somewhere between Detroit pizza and a Sicilian, but I knew I was going to like it because they were they're halal, and they do a gyro one.
Really?
Hell yeah!
And that is one of my. If I'm ever on the road and a place I can tell is a Greek place that also does a pizza place, but it's also Greek food.
Sure.
White pie, gyro meat, tomato, onion, and then you dip it in white sauce.
So tzatziki and tzatziki. White sauce is like what, like ricotta or something, or like
just a white pie. Yeah.
White pie. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, that sounds good.
And this, they did a deep dish one of that. That's fucking awesome.
Hungry.
My wife was very, very apprehensive because she does not trust places that do more than one thing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's.
She never trusts it. Yeah. And I knew.
Except for the diners when they're like, oh, we have lobster and we have pancakes.
She never trusts it, but I know.
Yeah.
I know. See, Arabs, Arabs, Muslims, Mexicans, great pizza.
Yeah.
Indians, bad pizza.
There's a thing going on in Chicago right now where I don't know what happened when ICE came around, and this is my theory, but all these burrito places keep popping up, and I walk to the counter, and all of a sudden it's an Indian dude, and it's fine, but like they don't know how to make burritos. And I'm like, you're fucking this shit up, dude. I mean,
Indian dollar pizza stinks.
Yeah, but they get in the game. They hear it, and they're like, let's go. We'll open them up, you know?
If you walk into a dollar pizza place and it's an Indian guy,
walk the fuck out.
Walk out, go find one with a Mexican.
Yeah. For real.
I don't mean that in a derogatory way.
No, I mean,
we need you.
Yeah. It's the whole reason why I'm here.
Yeah, just don't fucking. And I have no problem with dollar pizza. Sometimes you do realize they're definitely getting expired ingredients. Mm-hmm. And
respect
that's why it's
so respect the product.
So do not get a pie.
Yeah.
But just a walking slice? Yeah.
Yeah. I have a problem with misappropriated food. I like you can do something like a bibimbap, but if you're gonna make it like avocado toast white, like you just destroyed someone's food. Don't call it a bibimbap. You know what I mean? Because it's confusing when you're trying to order food.
Yes.
Yeah, it sucks being a foodie.
It's one thing I hate about Mexican food in a lot of places where it's very bougie and very gentrified. Where instead of just getting tortilla, meat, cilantro, onions, it'll be like, you know, a butternut squash tortilla with like pickled whatever on like a minced bullshit vegan. I'm like, what the fuck's going on?
Dude.
And they're all like nicely presented, but that's not how it's supposed to be.
But Latins eat clean too. It's like if you're really eating good Mexican food, like I'll do like a whole thing of pinto beans, but then a bowl of that with tortillas with a little cheese and then like cilantro, onion, so there's crunch, lime, everything. And that's how
supposed to be poor people food, and then they charge up the wazoo here for this inferior product.
For me, I know I'm going to like Mexican food if they have cabeza.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If they have lengua, if they have cabeza, cheese. Anything like that, I know it's real, and that's always what I get. But question, Jorge, and you can tell me if I'm crazy. As far as burritos, I don't like when they put the fries in them. I think it fucks up the texture.
Yeah, lettuce too. But that texture with the burrito is no good.
Lettuce, I don't think burritos should have fries in them.
Lettuce, no good, but fries are good if that's what you're seeking out.
If you're looking for a California style, I guess.
Yeah, because it's good, it's greasy, it's disgusting, you're getting it dirty, you're probably fucked up when you're ordering it. But in terms of like a regular burrito, all you need is some rice, some beans, some meat.
I'll get rid of the rice. All I want is beans and cheese.
Beans, cheese, meat, maybe a little sour cream.
The only reason you add the rice, though, is because is to justify having a large tortilla.
Yeah.
And then it also serves as a nice base to capture all of like, the salsa or whatever else. That's why you have a lot of rice.
You said breakfast burrito. I am a fan of the tater tot in the breakfast burrito because that crunch is fire. Mm-hmm. I make that at home. Like, I'll do tater tots with like a frittata, you know what I mean? So you get all the textures.
Tater tots are one of my favorite things because you can have them anytime.
Mm-hmm. Big fan of tachos.
Tachos are good.
I don't know that.
Tater tot nachos.
Mm-hmm. No shit.
Yeah, you do tater tots in the oven, and then you do some chili and some cheese, tomato, sour cream.
I had some crab.
I've also heard them called Irish nachos.
Nice. I've had some crab rangoon nachos, so these wontons with the crab sauce. I was fucked up on those. I was like, these are sick.
Nice.
Yeah. I was like, taking all the work out of the rangoon and just like a big pile of shit.
My friend made crab rangoon pizza and General So's pizza. They used to live above a Chinese place.
Wow.
And for New Year's one day, they got a pizza stone and went down to the Chinese place and brought it up, and we made, it was like two different Chinese pizzas. They were so fucking
good. Fuck it. Here's a good hack. Pepperoni pizza from the night before, chop it up, start sautéing it in butter, add the eggs, and then you have crunchy pieces of bread with the pepperoni and the cheese.
It's all right. Fucking I like fire. That.
So when you get fucked up at night, you eat the pizza in the morning, you chop it all up, throw it in there. Boom, then add the chihuahua cheese. You're ready to go.
Jorge?
I was going to say, on your recommendation, I went to Tony Bologna's.
Yes.
And they had some sort of Asian chicken pizza that I tried.
Yes, they did.
And it was so fucking good.
Really?
I forget what it was, but it had like the chicken, the sauce, some scallions, a little bit of
Shannon, bring up the Tony Bologna's
menu.
Oh, man,
my goodness.
Have you had Tony Bologna's?
I'm going right after I see this, I think.
Okay, Tony Bologna's is a game changer.
Okay.
They have stores in Jersey City, Hoboken, and Atlantic City. It is a little expensive,
mm-hmm.
but will change your day.
Which stop is it close to? Grove, Journal Square, if I went to Jersey City?
I'm not sure which one.
I went to the one in Hoboken, and it's like pretty close.
It's close to the path.
Yeah. Okay, nice.
Shannon, you want to bring up that Tony Bologna's menu? There we go.
I've seen this on YouTube.
Yes,
I watch food all the time. I'm like freaking.
Let's see. What was the one that Jorge had? A lobster roll. Get out of here, bologna bucks.
Was that a truffle one with creme fraiche or something?
Everything they do. They do a shaved ribeye on garlic bread with mozzarella. That's really amazing.
Oh, fuck.
And like the pizza slice itself is really good. I like. They had a good crust.
You probably know them, Aaron, from the taco pizza.
Yeah. Yeah. I've
That's seen like them. They do that. That's like their famous thing because there's a taco place across the street they collab with.
I think it might have been the one on the bottom left corner, the Supreme.
They put any head cheese on the pizzas?
And then there's the Swine Fighter is the giant pepperoni. And then that one, the Oy Vey, is a brisket one.
Brisket. So they're roasting all that.
Everything they do is fucking amazing. I talked about them for years. Then I got Lewis to go, where he immediately embarrassed us. It was during the pandemic. We were in Atlantic City, me, him, and Faga. And I'm telling him, like, dude, we got to try this place. It's the pandemic, so it's like all the chairs were not out. It was just kind of empty. Lewis walks in, and this is when he walks in front of the employees, just goes, not impressed! And then he orders sandwiches and slices for us, but he goes, but I would like a slice for me right now, if you could heat that up for me. So then we're waiting, and he literally goes, I thought this place was so much, it looks like it sucks. What's the big deal? You know, we're going to get chicken wings. And he's yelling at me, and he goes, actually, didn't put my slice in. She's going to give me my slice and everything else. I wanted a hot slice right now, and she didn't even listen. And then it goes, ding, and she goes, sir, your slice? And I know what she was doing, because she definitely, I've watched more than one person do this to Lewis, which is overheat his food, because they know he's going to burn his mouth. And I've watched more than one cashier do this to him because the way he asked was not polite.
Ugh.
And dude, he goes, he bites into it and he goes, ah, ah.
I've been with him.
I mean, the funniest was the snacking bacon.
Oh, my God.
We're on the road. We stop at Dunkin' Donuts. It's before shows. It's like 7 o'clock at night.
Yeah.
And we go to Dunkin', and Lewis gets a coffee and the snacking bacon. And the lady gives it to him cold. And he goes, oh, this is supposed to be served warm. Well, she's correct. Mm-hmm. And she goes, no, it's not. And he goes, no, you're supposed to warm it up. And she goes, no, I don't know. And he goes, I go to Dunkin' Donuts all over the country. It's supposed to, they serve snacking bacon warm. And she goes, would you like me to warm it up?
Yeah.
Dude, she must have nuked this thing. He gets in the car. He's now retelling me what happened. Snacking bacon. Snacking bacon. It's hot. I'm like, listen, I go to all Dunkin' Donuts all over the world. I think I know snacking bacon. And as he's doing it, he goes to slap a piece of the bacon into his mouth. And when I say it was white hot, it burnt his lip.
It has grease on it.
Severely. Immediately flicked. And he just goes, bah! And spits bacon everywhere. All over the console, all over the windshield. And I was like, I guess she warmed it up for you, huh?
My God, dude. Yeah, man. I've been with him when he's like, fucking, I'll just get it off my Amex. If it's fucking, if I don't like it, I'll fucking just call Amex. And they're like, yes, sir. It's fine. He's like, I'll call Amex.
I've watched an entire deli do Lewis when he walked out.
Yeah.
Because he was being a problem. And then I watched a bunch of people just do Lewis, not knowing what it was, do the Lewis voice. Well,
that old Bergazzi joke. It's like a McDonald's. It's like that shit's been going on for 25 years.
What a joy.
Yeah, so great to watch.
The funnest person to go on the road with, whether or not he means to be.
He gets hot. He gets heated.
But yeah, he immediately hated. And then when we had Tony Bologna's, he was deep in on it. We talked about it for a year, and then Natalie Cuomo went once, and Tony Bologna was in her goddamn DMs. Do you want to make a video here? Do you want to make content here? You're so funny. I talked about you for goddamn half a decade, Tony Bologna, and you don't let me in the goddamn kitchen. That's why I'm a Leone's man. That's why I shout out my boys
at
Leone's, because they take care of me. They don't go fucking only hitting up ladies. Fucking Tony Bologna, you fucking goddamn horny Italian.
Don't be so shallow.
Fucking dirty Dago dick. I was so mad when they hit her up. I've been talking about this goddamn place for years.
She doesn't eat pizza?
No.
The fuck?
All right. One more thing before we get out of here. Let's check out this documentary trailer. Supposedly this movie, this doc coming out, is a mind fuck, and I want you guys to check it out. It's not like gross or anything, but it's basically what's the Drew Barrymore movie where she pretends to be in high school again? Never Been Kissed?
I think so.
So this is a dude who apparently, as an adult, decided to redo high school. Shannon?
Kill him.
By the way, this is it is out already. It came out in 2022. This documentary, so we can watch it.
Thank you.
Can we just begin with your name?
You would have known me as Brandon Lee. I remember my first day at Bearsden Academy.
It was junior year, day one. The classroom door opened, and there he was.
He was quite gaunt looking, and he was really pale.
He had a briefcase.
Funny hair, glasses.
He was one of the better pupils.
Just an all-round nice guy.
One of the pleasures of teaching lies in watching young people grow up. Brandon Lee acts as if he's been a pupil at Bearsden Academy from the very beginning.
Hiding in plain sight. It's about the best place you can hide.
Police found that Lee had two passports.
People thought he might be a spy.
And that was when he said,
my name isn't Brandon Lee, and I'm not who you think I am.
What? They're human beings, but to me they were just a means to an end. There was no crime committed, technically.
Was it morally acceptable?
It's a story which is seemingly never ending.
He was playing with absolutely everybody around him.
Why? Why did he do it?
What would possess someone to do that?
It was an obsession.
If you really want to prevail, you have to do the unimaginable.
So for those listening, that was Alan Cumming playing the main guy because he won't do the documentary. Shannon, do you want to make this homework? We should both watch this and talk about it in a week or two. What do you say?
100%.
All right. So we are going to check out My Old School. If people want to watch it at home, we will make it a point of discussion on next week's show. So if you guys want to write in, maybe we'll even open up the phone lines for that one. Shannon, if the phones work by then, okay?
Yeah, the phones are working again. And it does say it's $2.99, but it's available on Apple TV, Amazon Prime, Google Play.
Perfect. So if anybody wants to watch it, I think that looks awesome. What do you guys?
Just yesterday, Meg, I didn't want to watch a doc, and I didn't know what the fuck that was.
Yeah, that looks fucking baller.
It's crazy.
Right?
It's crazy.
I think it's a nice story. Like, it's not a crime, a little immoral, but
we'll see.
As long as he's not doing anything nefarious.
I don't know. I bet there's.
Why doesn't he have something else going on? It's kind of wild for sure.
I mean, come on. You got to play a little stink finger. What's the point of going back to high school?
Yeah, second base, baby.
The kids calling it French fries nowadays.
Finger banging?
Yeah.
French fries?
Way. Yeah.
I got to ask my
really?
Kid.
Yep.
French fries.
Yep.
What's that about? Because like the way you dip them?
Finger fuck, French fry.
Oh, I was thinking the way you dip them in the ketchup.
That too. And the sounds. And
that's if she's on her period.
Yeah.
Love it.
French fry thing. Oh, wow. That's cool. What's a blowjob?
I don't know. I didn't stick around long enough to find out.
I don't know. I just fingered. I had to stop fingering her before she woke up.
French fries all day. Oh, God.
Oh, man. Fingering.
It's the best. Man. Underrated.
You don't think about it that
much. A lot
much
of work
anymore.
Done with that.
Yeah. You know?
Thumbs. Mm-hmm.
The first girl I ever went down on as she took her jeans off said, "Sorry, I had a lot of onions today."
Oh.
And then for the first six, and then I didn't hook up with another girl for months, and I was convinced all vaginas stunk like onions. And I think, like the bag of sand line in 40 Year Old Virgin? I think my friends were talking about it. I was like, yeah, you know, it's just like, it smells like onions.
Yeah, never stop me.
All right, guys, that is today's episode. Thank you to my wonderful guests, Jorge and Aaron Putnam.
Thank you, Zach.
We got a bonus episode coming on Friday. Thank you so much for tuning in. We'll be back then. Goodbye.
The fun's begun, no sleeping in. Noon is morning time to him. Pop a bagel, chug it down. Just like your favorite obese clown. Grab a coffee and join the crew. It's Zach Amico, morning zoo. It's Zach Amico.